Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brother's.
All right. This ain't no video game. What's up, everybody? This your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday. Tuesday, November the 8th. Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. Today is Election Day, my brother. Election Day is Election Day. Let me make sure you understand. Elect is erect. When you elect, you become erect. Another study for another time. My brothers, my sisters, today we want to continue to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how negative habit patterns, what negative habit patterns are and how to break them. This is part 6 of this 7-part series where we are revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying, expressing, and exposing, and expanding the fact that we all have this automatic pilot that we are on that is underneath our conscious pattern. In other words, there's a pattern that is based upon what is called the DNA double helix CTAG electronic positioning, bio photon physics, and bio plasma physics. Now, I just had a mouthful of stuff that most people don't understand. And the reason that we don't understand, because none of us have been exposed to this. So you're born into this light matrix. We don't even know what light is. We don't know what language is. So we go through life, we use all this stuff, and we have no idea what it is. So the reason that it's negative is because it's against your divinity. Now, when you lost your virginity, you lost your divinity. Let me say that again. When you lost your virginity, you lost your divinity. In the Bible, when it talks about the 10 virgins, they had oil. And the Bible says that a wise virgin keeps his oil so that way he can use it to light, to produce light. A negative habit pattern burns or uses up your oil or your CSF, which is the next series that I was going to do. But at this stage in the game, I won't do it. I'll do it maybe beginning of sometime next year, or, hey, who knows. I'll just keep it in my back pocket. But your cerebral spinal fluid, spirit is fluid. Fluid is spirit. Your fluidity is your spirituality. So the more fluid you are, the more spirit you are. So if I can dry up your fluid, I dry up your spirit. Because in the beginning was the word. When the Spirit of God hovered over the deep, over the waters, he spoke into the waters and said, let there be. With no water, there's no spirit. Which no Christmas. So the negative habit pattern destroys your water, your spiritual water. It makes you basically use your elixir, your spinal cord fluid, your semen, or your vaginal fluids. And it is this lack of understanding how your spirituality and your sexuality are both tied together. When you destroy your spiritual, your sexuality, you are destroying your spirituality. That's why sex has a negative connotation to it. It has always been negative. Because somebody knows what you don't know. And this negative habit pattern is taking what is good and making it evil, and taking what is evil and making it good. And so all your life, they have done that. And so you have no idea. So now we're going out and we are electing. That means that we are erecting. So when you have an erection, you are doing an election. So this election period is a negative habit pattern, but it's subatomic. It's subconscious. And so when you lost your virginity, you lost your divinity. But again, it's subatomic. It's subconscious. It's below. Nobody knows that your divinity is tied into your virginity. Nobody teaches you that. So nobody knows that your spinal cord fluid is your spiritual oil that the Bible talks about, that the wise virgin keeps her oil to light her lamp. And so when they tap into your cerebral, which is your cerebrum, which is, again, your angelic fluid, because your fluid is your spirituality. But your spirituality has been replaced with this negative habit. And the negative habit is the absence of knowledge. Everything I just said, you have never heard. You probably never heard. Has anybody ever told you that your sexuality is tied into your spirituality? No. Has anybody ever told you that sex magic is spiritual magic? Anybody tell you that? No. Has anybody ever told you that when you lost your divinity, when you lost your virginity, you've lost your divinity? No. Has anybody ever revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified to you why sex is bad and why the religious communities teach you that? Anybody ever tell you what the sex has to do with your spirituality? No. Have you ever been taught anything that has to do with sex magic? Has anybody taught you that a six-pointed star, what it is, why the flag of Jerusalem, the flag of Israel, is Isis, is Ra, and is El. It's the three Egyptian gods made into one god, and that's the holy city. Anybody tell you that your blood cell, the holy city, is the holy cell? No. Did anybody ever tell you the holies of holies is actually inside of your brain? It's the part of the brain that they tap into to monarch, butterfly, control. So if they control that part of the brain that looks exactly like a butterfly, which I've been posting on Facebook all this week and all this last week, and I've been asking you, can you see it? So I've been giving it to you without giving it to you. This is called sight beyond sight. Can you see without seeing? The Bible says that if a man has his eye, and if he make his eye single, great is his power. And the top of your brain, if you look at your brain from the top down, it looks exactly like the human eye. He's talking about your brain. And you got two brains, a left brain and a right brain. But has anybody ever told you that you need one brain, whole brain thinking? Most of us live in our left hemisphere or our right hemisphere. Most of us live in a world of polarity, but very few of us live in a world of, again, singularity. So singular or scalar technology is the positive habit pattern, but we have a negative or a negate habit pattern. And so in order for you to understand anything that I'm saying, it has to start with the understanding, for the word of God is alive and active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. Now I'm reading Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. You should memorize that verse. I memorized this verse a long time ago. This is the most powerful verse in all of the Helios Biblias. This is how you remove the negative habit pattern. See, a negative habit pattern will always have you do something that you know is wrong, but you have facts and proof, but you continue to do it. That is a negative habit pattern. A negative habit pattern cannot be overwritten by the conscious brain, because it's below the subconscious brain. It is below the conscious brain. So the conscious brain does not have the ability to perceive it. So when you think you understand something that is negative, you're just scratching the surface. It's like an iceberg. Have you ever seen an iceberg? They say that whatever piece of ice that is above the water, that represents one-third of the volume of ice, meaning two-thirds of the size of it is underwater. That means that whatever you can see, whatever you can't see, is twice the size of what you can see. Let me say that again. So whatever you're perceiving is twice as bad as you think it is. So you understand what I'm saying. You only understand one-third of what I'm saying. That's another two-thirds that is impossible for the brain to comprehend because it is subconscious. So you got to depend upon the spirit realm. But what does that mean? That simply means that in order for you to overcome this habit, my brothers and sisters, you have to understand that this election is a distraction. That's all it is. It's something that's designed to keep you distracted from you understanding your divinity. Now, everything is on earth is designed to keep you from understanding what I've been sharing. That is who you are. So if you don't know who you are, then you don't know whose you are. And then the problems of these negative habit patterns, they revolve around what's wrong in your life. So all of your attention becomes fixated on, and it is exaggerated on, and the so-called negative aspects of your life now are magnified because energy flows where attention goes. Since your attention is fixated on resolving what's wrong with your life, your attention magnifies what's wrong with your life. See, for example, have you ever had a wonderful, what can I think of? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that would actually help for you to understand. You see, if something happens in your life that's negative on Monday, all week you spend thinking about what happened on Monday. You're frustrated, you're angry, you're depressed because whatever happened on Monday, it is the center of your focus. And all of your attention, you're thinking about whatever the problem was that happened on Monday. And the longer, now remember, a negative habit is something that a habit can only occur when your thoughts go past it a bunch of times, over and over and over again, that it forms a pattern. And so the fact that whatever happens, you keep thinking about it and your brain keeps going back to it. So this habit of lamentating or lamenting or thinking or pondering over and over and over again whatever happened on Monday, you become constantly frustrated. You become anxious. You become depressed. You become absorbed with what's wrong, to the point that you're unable to notice what's right. So a negative habit pattern is the way that the brain thinks to keep you fixated on what's wrong in your life instead of what's right. And then you become obsessed over the things that you need to make your life better. So you become bitter instead of better. You're trying to be better, but you don't know that the act of trying to become better actually makes you bitter. And so this negative, why is it negative? The only reason that it's negative, negative is not a thing. Please, brothers and sisters, please. Negative is not a thing. It's the absence of a thing. I don't care what's going on with your life, man. What's positive? Find anything. I don't care if the only thing positive in your life is you woke up this morning. Just think about that all day, every day. I woke up this morning. But you're homeless, but I woke up. And you got no money, but I woke up. But, you know, you don't got no food, but you woke up. Somebody did not wake up this morning, and you did. So whatever's going on in your life, if you can't find nothing, you got to find one positive thing, because the system works on the fact that it has to get you. Now, again, cancer cells cannot grow unless it has two things. One is glucose or fructose, corn syrup. The other is stress. Cancer cells cannot grow unless it's in a stressful environment that has a lot of sugar in it. That's the only way they grow. So if you remove those two aspects, cancer can't grow inside the human body. Same thing with the brain. Negative habit patterns can only exist if you are pissed, if you are stressed, if you are angry, if you are fixated on the negative. Cancer cells cannot grow inside of a brain that is not criticizing and it is not self-loathing and self-defeating. See, negative habit patterns form around imagining and expecting that bad things will happen. And that nothing good would ever happen in your life. A negative habit pattern only exists. The habit, now remember, a habit is something that is done over and over again. So you got to fret about whatever it is to the point of that you break down whatever positive is there because you are so focused on the lack instead of focusing on what you have, you spend all your time focusing and criticizing. See, it is this negative only be a habit. If you constantly critique, if you constantly criticize, what happens if you stop critiquing? What happens if you stop criticizing yourself? I am not talking about nobody else, man. Bump everybody else. I'm talking about you. What happens if you stop criticizing you? What happens if you stop critiquing you? You see, what happens if you stop being so harsh about yourself and stop focusing on all of your weaknesses and all of your perceived flaws? What would happen? What happens if you were God? What happens if you thought the way I thought? What happens if there was no negativity? What would happen in your life if starting today there was nothing negative that you could do? Starting right now, what would happen? What would happen? What would happen if there was no, if it was not possible for you to do a negative thing? What would happen in your life? Man, your cookies would be blown in 30 days from now. 30 days. If you could go 21 days without a negative thought, it destroys the form, the thought form inside the brain. Remember, it takes 21 days to create a new habit. It takes another 21 days to create a new destiny. It takes another 21 days to create a new life form. You want to give birth, brother? You want to give birth, sister, to a new you? Give me 90 days. Give me 90 days. Don't take that many. Really, it only takes 45, but if you give me 90, give me 90 days, your cookies will be blown. But I guarantee you, you cannot do it. I haven't met a person on earth that could do what I do for 90 days. Now, people say, "Man, but doctor, you don't understand, dog." So how did I come up with this? How did I come up with this? So I go cold turkey on stuff just for GP, just off of principle. I eat sugar like that. I just knocked down. I just ate 2 Krispy Kreme donuts this morning. Decide tomorrow that from tomorrow on, I'm not eating no sugar. I don't give a damn if I pass out. I don't care if I die. No sugar will touch my lips. Period. Unless somebody strap me down and force feed me. Why? What is the definition of rich? What is the secret to life? I have 3 books that based on this principle. The first book is called The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. The second book is called Diligence. The third book is called Dare to Be You. All 3 of these books are based upon one word that's inside of Proverbs, that's inside of your Bible, the Helios Biblios. One word. The definition of this word, 3 books about one word. You know what that word is? Diligence. See, diligence is the ability to cut, to kill, to destroy, to mutilate, to maim. Do you have that capacity? That's why negative habit patterns exist. Negative habit patterns exist because you can't kill, you can't cut, you can't destroy, you can't mutilate. But what are you supposed to kill, destroy, mutilate? Anything that takes you, that's not taking you the direction of your goal. Anything or anyone. You see, you have to remove the beam in your own eye, number one. You have to bring every thought into captivity, number two. You have to speak the thoughts, a.k.a. word of God, number three. If you do those 3 things, you will destroy negativity in your life. That's how you break the back of negativity. This is how you destroy poverty. This is how you destroy sickness. This is how you destroy dis-ease. This is how you destroy anger. This is how you destroy fear. This is how you destroy doubt. This is how you destroy unbelief. Do you know that perfect love casts out fear? Let me say that again. I don't know if you understand it. Do you know that perfect love casts out fear? So you are afraid. Whatever you are afraid to do, do it. You got my permission. Because, see, my brothers and sisters, this is the science of non-duality. And this is what I'm explaining to you. Inside the human brain, there is something that looks like what Quetzalcoatl is on a wall in a pyramid in Central America. There's this dude inside of something that looks like a, if you look at it, it looks exactly like the hippocampus that is inside of the cerebral spinal fluid, that with the place where it is produced inside of the brain looks exactly like a place where somebody could sit inside of a spaceship. So if you get inside of this space, you drive you. The cerebral spinal fluid is the place that drives, it's the holies of holies, it drives this thing called the human genome, a.k.a. the body. So the problem is we've never been taught how to understand to drive and override the negative habit pattern. So the way that you destroy negative habit pattern is to underline the source to all of your physical self. And this source to the physical self, this energy, this entity, fluids come together and they produce this thing called I am. That's you. And so energy that condenses, it becomes more visible to the human eye when it condenses, and this condensation occurs. And when this condensation occurs, this is the initial step that allows the body to occur at the brow center or the third eye that is called, again, that I call the CSF. So this clear fluid that bathes the entire brain and it bathes the entire spinal cord and it occupies the activities of the brain ventricles. The brain has four ventricles, exactly like the heart. The human brain is an identical human heart. It has four ventricles, and these four ventricles pump this spinal cord fluid throughout the brain and throughout the spinal cord, and it travels down the central canal of the spinal cord, and it bathes the entire spinal cord in this clear fluid, water. H2O, but it's not just any water. It's not just any fluid. If you don't understand the science and the spirituality, that's why I do science, and that's why I do spirit. That's why I got the Eagles Club, Eagerly Advancing Godly Living and Economics, spiritually and scientifically. Because if you don't understand the science, you don't respect the spirit. So you don't understand how your virginity is tied into your divinity. And you don't understand how sex magic, why is everything on earth, why do they use blood and semen with every sex magic ritual on planet earth? Why did, back in Quetzalcoatl days and the Aztecs and the Incas, why were they doing blood sacrifices? Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. So why do they use blood and why do they use sex in all of the temple mounts all over the planet? That's the only way to override negative habit patterns or to produce patterns. But there is another way, and it's found in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. That way is this: for the word of God is alive and it is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, a two-edged sword is polarity. The world we live in is controlled by polarity. I'm trying to teach you the way, the only thing that overrides polarity. In this world, there is male and female, unless you go to the spiritual realm. In this world, there is good and evil, unless you go to the spiritual realm. In this world, there is rich and poor, unless you go to the spiritual realm. In this world, there's angels and devils, unless you go to the spiritual realm. God is trying to tell you, brother, I'm trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you, sister, there is a better way. Yahushua said, I came not to do away with the law, but I've come to fulfill it. Yahushua operated on another law. He operated on another plane. He oscillated. He vibrated on another dimension. I am trying to get you to vibrate on that other dimension too, but you don't want to go there. Why? You want to live in a world of duality. You tell me all the time, Brother Will, you don't understand, man, and if he hit me, I'm going to hit him back. Yeah? That's duality. You don't understand, Brother Will. Man, I don't like that dude, because he's like, yep, that's duality. You don't understand, man, I got the option, man. I got to, you know, it's either good or bad, man. Yeah? That's duality. See, duality says that it's either or, but singularity rises above duality, and it says, how do you overcome a negative habit pattern? See, a negative habit pattern says that there's a negative pattern, there's a positive pattern. Let me humbly, respectfully submit to you today, option C, a life pattern. So you need a life habit pattern, my brother. You don't need negative or positive. You need a life pattern. Now, up until today's show, I've never said that. So why didn't I say this on part one? How many people do you think are going to listen to all seven parts of this series? How many people do you really think are going to listen to every part of this series? One. That's the average. 10 people start, one finishes. That's the average. Now, people take my time, Brother Will, that's negative. That's the problem. See, the problem is that I don't do negative. I don't do positive. I only do things that freaking work. I'm interested in whether it feels good or it feels bad. I don't do good or bad. I do eternity, man. I do eternal life. That's it. I'm on a life path, the thing that brings about life. Now, to you, it is perceived. What I do is perceived as good. It is perceived as bad, but nobody can see that it's life. So I live my life. My life is not negative. My life is not positive. My life is eternal because I designed it this way, because I stepped outside of time. I stepped outside of space. I stepped outside of mass and matter. Now, everybody else that's around me is affected by me, and they say, Brother, man, what you did, the decisions you make affected me negatively. Then some people say the decisions you make affect me positively, and I say the decisions that I make drives me eternally because I pimped the game. And I'm trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify you so that way you can step out of this duality and step into singularity, and you live your life according to your purpose. It's going to affect people, of course. That's not your problem. Your problem is to be and to do what God has designed, what God has gifted, what God has created, what God has magnified you to be. Because if you be you, that allows me to be me. You can't save me. I can't save you. My job is to simply fall in love with myself, because if I love myself, that allows me to love everybody else, because I cannot give anything that I do not have. So in order for me to create a positive habit pattern, I got to stop trying, because the Bible says whoever will find his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life will find it. What does that mean, though? That means that I have to form, I have to have confidence, and I have to maintain. You see, brothers, the word of God is a living, and it is active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing of the soul, one, spirit, two, joint, three, marrow. Joints and marrow actually is three, the body. And it is able to judge the thoughts, four, and the intent, five, of the heart. Let me say that again, five dimensions. If you want to create your life, you got to create it on five dimensions. Actually, that's six because of the six-pointed star. But that's another study for another time. You see, brothers and sisters, everything that we've been taught is a lie, because it is based upon Saturnalia. It's based upon Santa, because them three fools are the same. So is Ra-El, them three fools are the same. So the Democrats and the Republicans and the Libertarian Party, them three fools are the same. The enemy presents to you the illusion of choice. So you think you got choice. You think you got options. On this dimension, the only option you have is to exit this dimension. Now, we've been talking about positive and negative. Let's make sure that you understand the seven L's. The word 11 is 2-1. The word 11 is L even. Look at the word 11. That's where there's a lot of 11s. I know a lot of 11s. Most 11s are cuckoo. What does that mean? If you are an 11, that's, you have two dispositions, two poles. The number 11 is a line and a line, two lines. That represents polarity. The word 11 is the word L, which means God, and even, two gods that are even. 11, L-11. Seven L's. Now, my name is Triple L. Three lines. Three, not two. That's what a Master Teacher 33 is. Now, I don't have the time, but brothers and sisters, to explain what that means. But everything has to be reduced down to its root. I wish, and I'm going there, and I'm going to get there. And this year, I'm teaching stuff that I've never taught before, because you know what? It's time, man. I've been not sharing. I've been asking God to show you and to reveal, explain, and illuminate things to people like yourselves who are truly, honestly seeking the truth, not a truth. And the truth is that everything that you've been taught is a lie. Now, I've had so many people tell me, I just got off Facebook. I was talking to my niece who I raised. And you can look at the comments. She said, Uncle Will, you have to go see Dr. Strange. It's everything you taught me when I was a baby. Now, out of all my nieces, I raised 13 children, 5 of which were my own. Of the 13 children that I raised, only one child stayed up with me all night, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, studying all that I've studied since she was 5 or 6 years old. That was my niece, Bianca, my sister's daughter. She told me today, Unc, go see Doctor Strange. Now, before the movie came out, I said, inside of the movie Doctor Strange, it's going to be everything that I've been teaching in this movie. I've had three. Now, remember, that life comes to me in threes because I'm a three. I'm a triple L. In this movie, she breaks this down, and she tells me, my niece is telling me this. So I want you guys, I'm going to probably go see it this weekend. I don't know what's in the movie. I haven't seen it yet. But I've had three people tell me that everything he teaches inside this movie, Doctor Strange. The way that we control negative habit patterns and we remove them is that we become a single standing column of waveform energy. That means you solidify, you take, in my case, my three lines, and I solidify them into one. Or if you are an L even, you take the two lines and become one. See, most 11s suffer from severe. I know, like, I've had, at least 6 clients. 3 come to mind that were 11s that suffer from severe migraines. One of my first clients that I had who was gang raped while she was in the military by 30 men. And she would have to go to the emergency room, and she would call me on her way. And they would pump her full of morphine so that way she could sleep because of her energy was so extreme because she was an 11. Most 11s, again, are very, very sensitive people because the 11 is mean that you are a spiritual conduit. Now, I'm going to close with this. This is the most dangerous thing that I would ever tell, one of the most dangerous things that you would ever hear. Please don't repeat this to anybody. You are an avatar. That's why they made the movie Avatar, because they're trying to tell you. All of the movies, they say the same thing. You are a character inside of a video game. The question that you should be asking yourself, who the hell designed the video game? Who controlling the controller? Now, you are a conduit. The word conduit means can do it. Now, again, a conduit, C-O-N-D-U-I-T. Really, it's can do it or can do it. So conduit is, now remember, it's a structure. Remember Lucifer, he was the anointed cherub that covered. He was a conduit for God. My computer has a cord, but it's not a C-O-R-D that's plugged up into the electrical outlet, the frequency. When I plug my computer in, my computer becomes animated. It gets power. If I disconnect my computer from the source, which is the wall, which gives the computer electricity, my computer screen goes zoop, it goes blank. But without that electrical cord that has plastic over it, or rubber over it, that allows me to touch the cord and without getting shocked. So the conduit or the cord, C-O-R-D, is really a C-H-O-R-D, cord, as in a musical note. Pimp the game, this is important. So if I take my computer cord, now, this is what you are, brother. This is what you are, sister, but you don't understand it yet. So you are a conduit for L, even. You are a conduit. You are a can-do-it. You can do it, but you don't know that you can do it. You think that you are the... Now, Lucifer figured out that I can do it. Lucifer said, I don't have to be the anointed cherub that covered anymore. I can be the electricity inside of the conduit. So Lucifer established Satanism, which is Satanism, which is Santaism. And Lucifer created this environment where he can do it. And so instead of being a channel for carrying fluid, a conduit is a channel that carries fluid. A conduit, my brother, a conduit is a protection device. It is an escort. It is a channel that conducts conduct. A conduit is the thing that is a channel for conduct. Let me say again, a conduit. Now, again, this conduct is your personal behavior. Let me say that again. This can do it is the channel that your way of acting, that your behavior travels down. It is the thing that is the direction. It is the management. It is the execution. It is the act of conducting. So whoever is the conduit, now, have you ever seen a musical conductor? What is the maestro in Espanol? The maestro. The maestro is the magister. He's the maestro. He is the one that's conductor. He's over the symphony. He conducts the musical notes. You are the maestro, brother. You are the maestro, sister. You the maestro. You are over the own. You control the music that's going on inside your brain. But if you don't know it, somebody else is controlling the music that's going on inside of your brain. That's creating the habit. That's creating the pattern. That's designing the purpose. That's designing the principle. That's designing the process. It's designing the procedure. Your life is run on a pattern that you're supposed to be designing, but you're not designing it. Somebody else is designing it because nobody told you that you are the conduit that leads to the conduct, that establishes, this is important, the behavior or the pattern. So brothers and sisters, it is simply this ability to enter, to over, and to understand that you are a frequency, a wave of vibration. And you give your power of control of this frequency, this wave, and this vibration over to somebody else when you pray, because you're going to something outside of you. Now, they want you to do that. They want you to continue to do that because you're giving your power over to the Dracos, over to a reptilian entity that have hijacked this dimension. And so the big G is allowing you to experience your divinity. And so you're giving away your divinity for sex or for money or for drugs or for your five senses. So to gratify your senses, you're giving away your divinity. So your job is to understand that you're going to keep your oil for yourself. Now, there's nothing wrong with none of the cares of this world. The lust of eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the cares of this world, they deplete your divinity. That keeps you trapped inside of Saturnalia, inside of the circle and the square, or the compass and the square, or Saturn and Satan, and they're using Santa. Now, there's nothing wrong with being in this planet. Now, this is how you know that I've never gotten into the flat earth debate. But if I were to get into that debate, I would use one word, the word planet. Because the word planet has the word plane. It, in it. P-L-A-N-E-T. This is the plane of extraterrestrials. That's how you know that we live on a flat plane. But see, I'm not going to debate that. That's a non-issue to me. It's a waste of time. But if I were to get into the debate about the flat earth, I would say look at the word. Because you establish your world by what your words. And so make sure you understand that you have to be very careful and you got to examine every jot and every tittle. Because the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away. That means that your head and your head. That means that your brains and your genitalia. Because as above, so below. Whatever operating in your intellectual capacity is also operating in your regenerative capacity. Meaning that your genitalia and your genes, as above, so below. Whatever your head does, your genitals does. So your head and your genitals got to be on the same page. If your head and your genitals become on the same page, you create a new pattern that overrides this negative habit pattern. And the way that you do that is to understand what's not being presented because it's not on the table. So you got to go off this plane that's controlled by ET and do what Yahushua did. I'm in this world, but I am not of this world. I'm in this plane, but I'm not from this plane. If you can wrap your brain around that, my brothers and my sisters, that is the beginning. It's not it, but that's the beginning of under, over, and understanding what the ETs know that you don't know, which is this is a matrix. This is a matrix. What kind of a matrix is this, Doc? This is a Saturn moon matrix, matter. And they are using this to keep you trapped inside of this plane that you call a planned net or a planet. We got to get off of this negative habit pattern and not try to get on a positive habit pattern, but get on the life habit pattern. So tomorrow we break down the life pattern, the life path instead of the positive path or the negative path, because the positive path and the negative path are both controlled by Saturnalia, by Saturn, by Satan, and by Santa. They want you to choose between left and right, up and down, fat, skinny, happy, sad, rich, poor. He wants you to choose. But I'm going to present the same thing that the true Yahushua presented. That is life. Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. My brother, my sister, this is your boy, Triple L, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever, ever manipulate or control you. As always, my brothers, and as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.